As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of stuff related to health. And you can take part by calling 877-726-8255. Lots of developments on the health front this week. And we're going to go over as many of them as we can. And we want your input as well. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And okay, summer is waning. And so too is the pandemic. And we're going to talk a little bit about plans to introduce new boosters by the vaccine giants coming to a health facility near you this fall. But to my mind, the pandemic is really receding. And how is it that I have that feeling? Well, I attended a Billy Joel concert this week. And what does that have to do with the pandemic? Well, it was in late 2019. I think it was in the month of December that I booked some tickets for the Billy Joel concert upcoming in March of 2020. And little did I know that that concert would be canceled because a big COVID emergency, and the concert was canceled. And then it was rescheduled, not just once, but twice. Three times, and each time it appeared that there was a COVID surge and the concert was canceled again. And then finally, the countdown was for this week, and the hope was that we weren't going to see a COVID surge, but by now there's so much COVID fatigue that people were going to party anyway at Madison Square Garden, and it was a great scene as Billy Joel delivered some of his memorable hits. And the vast majority of the audience unmasked, close together, congregating, not social distancing. And it truly marked a demarcation where a lot of us feel that we're so over with COVID. 877-726-8255. This week also marks another demarcation, which is the announcement by Dr. Anthony Fauci, that he will be resigning. The doctor who presided over COVID, America's doctor, Dr. Fauci, is finally going to go on, in his words, to his next career, whatever that will be, probably involving the media, communicating to the public, maybe be a medical correspondent for a major cable news service. Writing a book, no doubt, but he's going to be gone. And there's polarizing reactions about his departure. A lot of people consider him a saint, that he delivered us from a disastrous pandemic. And other people feel that he should be put in jail or face a firing squad for his missteps on COVID. total polarization in terms of opinions about Anthony COVID. That's just his middle name, Anthony COVID Fauci. But Dr. Fauci, he just does what he does. He is an infectious disease expert, and he's great for presiding over research at the National Institutes of Health, where he is head of allergy and infectious disease. He's been doing it for over 40 years. And that's what he does. He is a scientist, a bureaucrat, but he's not a frontline doctor. And part of the problem is that we got a narrow top-down approach, because when COVID hit, we turned to experts like Anthony Fauci. He was in the lead, but we also had Dr. Birx and others who had entire careers devoted to fighting infectious diseases. And from their standpoint, it was all about fighting an infectious disease. They did not realize the broader societal and health impacts of what they were advocating. Lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and basically a campaign of fear. What should have happened in retrospect is when COVID hit, they should have had the input of folks like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and experts on infectious disease, but they should have convened a panel of medical experts who would take a balanced approach to the pandemic. Like, what would be the collateral damage of the shutdowns? And also include economists and sociologists and criminologists, because there have been major crime waves since COVID, and addiction specialists, over 130,000 annual deaths due to deaths of despair, people taking drugs, and lots of alcoholism, and lifestyle experts too, people who look at the impact of closing gyms and allowing less access to physical exercise, and psychiatrists as well, because there's been a terrible toll on America's psyche. We should have had all those people offer input and not just a top-down approach, which was kind of a default. You know, it was like, okay, bad pandemic. Let's listen to Dr. Fauci. And he simply does what he does. He's there to eradicate disease at all costs. But here's one example of the costs. Headline: the COVID-19 pandemic is associated with a substantial rise in frequency and severity of presentation of youth onset type 2 diabetes. I said youth onset type 2 diabetes. Now, that a few years ago would be an oxymoron, because we used to call type 2 diabetes adult onset diabetes. So it was virtually unheard of that we had kids with adult onset diabetes, but now we do. They did a study to evaluate the frequency and severity of new cases of youth onset type 2 diabetes in the United States during the first year of the pandemic, compared with the average of the prior 2 years. And shockingly, here's what they found. They found that new cases of type 2 diabetes in the pediatric population, kids, increased by 77% in the year during the pandemic, compared with the average of the previous 2 years, 2019 and 2018. The likelihood of presenting with metabolic decompensation and severe diabetic ketoacidosis also increased significantly during the pandemic. Well, that was because people waited until the last minute before they would go to a hospital, because they were afraid of getting COVID in hospitals. Besides, hospitals were overloaded with COVID patients. So the conclusion of the study: the burden of newly diagnosed youth onset type 2 diabetes increased significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in enormous strain on pediatric diabetes healthcare providers, patients, and families. So, yeah, that's called collateral damage. That's like an unforeseen consequence of our determined effort to achieve zero COVID by whatever means, by lockdowns, masking, compulsory vaccinations, which led to a lot of side effects also led to some people refusing and losing their livelihoods and experiencing enormous pressure being labeled vaccine refuseniks and super spreaders when that was not the case. So Dr. Fauci's retiring and a new leaf in our approach to COVID, hopefully a more sensible approach to this continuing pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support: Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrals.com. That's flavonatrals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, so even if you don't get a chance to call during our program, which is normally aired from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday, you can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Last night, on TV, I saw a doctor who I'm quite familiar with say that Viagra is a good treatment to prevent Alzheimer's in men and women. What do you think?
Okay, that's a great question. I think I know the segment to which you're referring. That was Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the Fox News medical correspondent. And I like Dr. Siegel. He's pretty much on the ball. He's a practicing physician, and so he's on the front lines, and he also keeps abreast of what's happening. And aside from, maybe a little bit less knowledge on the nutritional front, he offers pretty good medical advice and covers the medical scene. So there is a study. And the study actually came out at the end of 2021, done at the Cleveland Clinic. And what they did at the Cleveland Clinic, they did something interesting. They said, look, we're not doing so well with these new Alzheimer's drugs. They are costing billions of dollars to develop. And then they flunk out. They don't work, or they have unacceptable side effects. Yes, one was just approved, Aduhelm, but it's unclear whether it's going to provide durable results, and the side effects are horrible, and it's extremely expensive. So these plaque-busting drugs haven't really cut it. And recently there was a story about how some of the research that underlies this quest for plaque-busting drugs was actually fraudulent. And so it create a great deal of misdirection in Alzheimer's research. So anyway, they're looking for pre-existing drugs. They're repurposing drugs that people already take to see if they have any impact on Alzheimer's disease. And so they looked at medical records, and they looked at statistics on a whole bunch of drugs. I think they looked at about 60 or 70 different drugs to see if there was a relationship with Alzheimer's. And what they found, to their astonishment, was that men who took Viagra, and it's primarily men, had a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, you might say, well, men who take Viagra, well, they're interested in sex, so that shows at least, you know, they remember that maybe sex is a good thing. And, you know, so the correlation isn't necessarily causation, but it led to research. And what they found is that when they dosed neurons, which are brain cells, in a test tube with Viagra, it actually helped to enhance the growth of these neurons. So it's kind of like Miracle-Gro for neurons. And it also reduced certain biomarkers, metabolites that are associated with brain deterioration. So, look, this hasn't really been really played out, but it's led to speculation that Viagra could be repurposed, maybe redesigned, so it's longer acting, because you don't want like a short acting drug, then you have to take it a lot of times. And it might have unforeseen side effects. Some people might find disconcerting, others beneficial. But longer-acting phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Cialis, which lasts a few days, 72 hours, that might be an alternative to Viagra for people who have early signs of Alzheimer's. The other thing about it is that we're talking about the nitric oxide principle, and nitric oxide definitely improves circulation and beneficial for the heart, the brain. Can help prevent cognitive decline. And, you know, that's a good segue to this, which is an announcement from one of our sponsors about a natural way to enhance nitric oxide. Yeah. Dietary sources can increase nitric oxide. So if you're over 40, add nitric oxide, support your daily health regimen. If you've heard me talk about nitric oxide before, has a critical impact on the health of your circulatory system, which is critical for cardiovascular, sexual, and cognitive health. And we're all born with the ability to make adequate levels of nitric oxide, but as we age, our production goes down, and the efficiency of our body's critical systems are affected. So to address my own levels and the levels of my patients, I use Berkeley Life's Nitric Oxide Support Supplement. Berkeley Life's easy two-capsule daily regimen offers a consistent dose of dietary nitrates. That's the key ingredient our bodies need to regain healthy levels of nitric oxide. If you're over 40 or treating blood pressure or erectile dysfunction, I suggest you add Berkeley Life to your routine. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. And you can enjoy the boost in nitric oxide that I and my patients all enjoy. And I use it for athletic performance. I think it's a lot of athletes are taking beet extracts like the Berkeley Life product. But the Berkeley Life product is the best on the market. BerkeleyLife.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for special access to Berkeley Life. Okay, so when we return, we're going to talk more about new efforts to create a Omicron vaccine for this fall, coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend, 877-726-8255, our number. And we invite your calls, we invite your questions, we invite your comments. Coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you, a new vaccine, an Omicron-specific vaccine. They've already filed for approval of these vaccines. And these vaccines have been talked up by none other than the current head of the FDA, Dr. Cha. He says that we should all be lining up for new boosters because, well, obviously the efficacy of the old shots is waning. Poster boy for that proposition, President Biden, although he wasn't that sick, and, you know, maybe it was because Omicron is weaker, and maybe it's because he was maximally vaccinated and took Paxlovid. It's unclear now, but lots of people who are vaccinated and boosted are getting sick, and they feel burned, and so there's a new prospect of a specific vaccine for Omicron that's targeted to Omicron. But according to polls, not a lot of people are anxious to take it. They're sort of played out on COVID vaccinations. I misspoke. It's Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID coordinator, and he has implored Americans to get the new COVID booster. He says it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot, but a lot of people aren't buying in. And, oh, by the way, something interesting is happening. Pfizer and Moderna are coming to blows. Moderna is suing Pfizer for ripping off its mRNA technology. And that's going to get interesting because they weren't going to say anything while there was popularity of the vaccines. But now that interest in the vaccines is waning, they decided to fight it out. And it's going to be a costly and bloody court battle as they seek to divide the spoils. And that's going to get interesting fast. But according to a guy I like to follow, Dr. Marty McCary, he's a reasonable guy. He's not anti-vaccine by any stretch of the imagination. And he's a mainstream epidemiologist. He writes, before we push the new Omicron vaccine, let's see the data. Let's see the data. He says that the White House is pushing Americans hard to take a novel COVID vaccine before the studies are complete. And it's, so it's kind of unusual because it's usually the FDA that gets the say about whether a vaccine should be deployed. But there's a lot of pressure from the White House to speed up approvals and implement an overall vaccine regime. Dr. McCary writes that the new mRNA vaccines expected to be authorized next month have no clinical trial results that are public. And from what I've been reading, it's almost exclusively been tested in animals without the actual data made available for humans because it's too early to tell. And by fall, we may have a different variant of Omicron. That frequently happens with the flu. The flu vaccine frequently is thwarted by mutations in the flu bug because it's formulated at a time where they think they can predict what the flu is going to look like, but then a slightly different strain of the flu comes along, and then we get 20, 30, 40% efficacy. So it's also possible that something called immune imprinting may undermine the efficacy of the new Omicron-targeted boosters because the immune system has a way of responding to infectious agents. The first time you get something is when you get the strongest response. And when you get a booster, you may revert to the original response. The booster boosts the original response, but it doesn't take for the new iteration of the shot. So that is also sometimes referred to as original antigenic sin, which is the notion, and it's been written about extensively. There's recently a big article about it in the New York Times, also Wall Street Journal, about this notion that efforts to create a new booster may be thwarted by the way the immune system works, which is to respond to the original virus, which, by the way, was much more deadly and serious than Omicron is. So it makes sense. The immune system, you know, has wisdom. And this little tweak that they're going to get from the new Omicron booster may not do that much to fend off Omicron infections. And we don't know. We simply don't know because we're rushing this into production because people are predicting the worst. There are a lot of doomsayers who are saying, oh, you know, it's going to get cold and people are going to congregate inside and respiratory virus is always worse in fall and winter. We may be in for a big surge. And so that is the impetus behind these new boosters. So that is coming down the pike. And, oh, by the way, here's an update on ivermectin. You know, been talking about ivermectin as a plausible alternative to some of these expensive antiviral drugs, and why weren't people allowed to use ivermectin? And then it was branded horse medicine that people were getting illicitly at agricultural supply stores, veterinary places. And so there's a big to-do about ivermectin. And part of it represents kind of a dissident view of COVID. So people who didn't want to go with the conventional narrative about COVID, you know, take the shots and take Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. They said, why don't we use ivermectin? It's a cheap drug. It's been around forever. It's safe and it can help people with COVID. Okay, new study. So I got to report this objectively. And I wish it weren't true, but they tested three drugs against COVID in the New England Journal of Medicine. And right away, you're going to say, oh, New England Journal of Medicine, they got an axe to grind against ivermectin. And maybe they do. They certainly have an axe to grind against nutritional supplements, and I find there's a lot of biased reporting in major medical journals. But nonetheless, it's a big study, and I think it was undertaken objectively and earnestly to see if ivermectin would make a difference. And they also looked at fluvoxamine, which is a drug for obsessive compulsive disorder, which has been shown possibly to be helpful for COVID. And it's an example of an old drug that has been repurposed to treat a new condition. And sometimes that works. Same thing with ivermectin. And then there's metformin. Metformin, familiar to many of you who are diabetic, has anti-aging benefits, helps metabolism. And so it was thought that, especially in overweight patients, maybe it would reduce the severity of COVID. Well, they tried out all three. The average age of the patients was 46. Half of them had been vaccinated, the other half not. And what they found is that none of the three medications that were evaluated prevented the occurrence of deoxygenation, which is a fancy word. The fancy word is hypoxemia, or an emergency department visit, hospitalization, or death associated with COVID-19. And I'm not saying that study is without flaws, and I haven't done a deep dive on the study, and maybe people will critique it for being biased. But of interest was that the metformin did some good. And so it might be reasonable for people who were at risk of COVID, especially overweight individuals, people with metabolic syndrome, high triglycerides, fatty liver, pre-diabetes, certainly type 2 diabetes, to take metformin because it might reduce the risk of serious outcomes. Because while it wasn't statistically significant, there was a trend towards protection against hospitalization, death, and decompensation of arterial blood gases, kind of thing you measure with the little device you put on your finger, the pulse ox. That was averted to some degree, to a minor degree, with the metformin. 877-726-8255 are a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut-brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, our number 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question during the week, and we'll be glad to answer it as we're about to with this one. Let's hear it.
My son, after having COVID, has a severe case of ITP. I was wondering if this is something that you are familiar with. And he's undergoing treatment, and I hope it will be resolved.
Okay. Yes, ITP is idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Say that again, 10 times real fast. ITP, as I prefer to call it, is a condition where you drop your platelets. Platelets are these little things, little sticky things in your blood that enable you to form blood clots. And if you have too many, you get too many blood clots. That's thrombocytosis. And on the other hand, if you have too few, you have thrombocytopenia, don't have enough, your blood doesn't clot, and you can experience severe bleeding, hemorrhaging, and it can be life-threatening. So it is thought to be an autoimmune condition. And it can be triggered by COVID. There are a fair number of cases where COVID does something to the immune system. I mean, COVID is a pervasive disease. It doesn't just affect the respiratory tract and the lungs. It goes into the bloodstream. It affects all systems of the body, brain, heart. And it can affect the hematological system causing the body to attack its own platelets and drop the platelets to dangerously low levels. Of interest is that ITP is also an infrequent but devastating consequence of the vaccine. So we can't really be messing around with a vaccine that doesn't do that much to protect us that can cause really devastating side effects. I have here in front of me a report. Thrombocytopenia following Pfizer and Moderna SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. And it's a case report of about 20 cases where people got it from the vaccine. So, yeah, you can get it from COVID, but, you know, whatever you can get from COVID, you can, probably to a lesser extent, but to some extent, get from the vaccine, because the vaccine induces a mild case of COVID. And so that is a concern. So what do you do about ITP? Well, there's a lot of people who have had ITP that's been successfully treated, and then they've been faced with a decision of whether to take the vaccine. And I kind of grappled that because I had a patient who'd had ITP, and she was under a lot of pressure to take the vaccine, and she was of a certain age where she might be vulnerable. And so we went back and forth about, you know, could it trigger another episode of ITP? And officially, the Hematology Society says no, that it is unlikely to trigger ITP. There is always that risk in patients who've already had ITP, and that the benefits of the vaccine exceed the very, very minuscule risk that you'll get a recurrence of your ITP. Fortunately, she did fine after the vaccine. So when it comes to treatment of ITP, the treatment in the old days used to be lots and lots of steroids, and that was horrible because of all the side effects. And then if that didn't work, take out your spleen, splenectomy. So there's a fair number of people walking around without spleens due to ITP, and that can be a cure. That can be a fix. There's also, in the past, they used various forms of chemotherapy. Now they use a type of immunotherapy that can be successful at modulating the immune system attack. It might be that certain supplements that have a kind of a bit of a regulating effect on the immune system, like fish oil, vitamin D, may be beneficial. Got to be careful with fish oil because it has a blood thinning effect, and these people already have thin blood due to low platelets. And I can't tell you that there's a natural holistic approach. I did read one case study where it was a matter of someone identifying an allergy. They were allergic to sesame. And when they got off sesame, this is, you know, case in a million. When they got off sesame, their blood counts returned to normal. I'm not saying that's going to be universally applicable to cases of ITP, but it underscores the principle that sometimes food intolerances can trigger autoimmunity. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. We don't mind if you obsessively listen to Intelligent Medicine. You're likely to learn something. I'll try not to scare you, keep you on an even keel, prevent you from succumbing to all the bad news out there. There's an article in Study Finds, came out this month. Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. This according to research at Texas Tech University, which found that Americans who obsessively follow the news are more likely to suffer from both physical and mental health problems, including anxiety and stress. You think? You know, it's like people who are addicted to the news cycle, there's a lot of negative bias in the news. And mostly you're going to find out about distressing stuff that grabs at your emotions, maybe also polarizes you, makes you hate the opposing political party in order to mobilize you to give money and vote, right? So they say those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with significantly greater physical ill-being than those who tune in less often, according to the findings. Something that I've done recently is, you know, I found myself watching lots of, you know, and you get this habit during COVID is like you turn on the news, like, how's How's it going? What are the numbers? Who's dying? You know, the governor is on TV. Let's listen to what the governor is saying. Oh, now there's a presidential press conference. Oh, now Dr. Fauci is on and whatever, you know, all the different health authorities. What are they saying? And after a while, you know, I just said, I got to limit my time watching this stuff because you can, you know, get, you know, 90% of it in 10% of the time. It's a 90-10 proposition. And I started listening to podcasts. I don't listen to my own podcast because I deliver my own podcast. But again, listening to health podcasts, which inform me about health issues in a non-biased way. And thereby I could learn without the filtering effects of the news, because witnessing events unfold in the news, you know, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, the watching people at the border, violence, criminality, keeps people in a constant state of high alert. And this has negative physiologic effects. While we want people to remain engaged in the news, according to an expert quoted here, it is important that they have a healthier relationship with the news. They found that 16.5% of participants in their study showed signs of, quote, severely problematic news consumption. It's an interesting concept, severely problematic news consumption. They were news addicts. They were significantly more likely to experience poor physical and mental health. And so one element in a health program, you know, we talk about diet, exercise, supplements, adequate sleep, but please go on a news diet, because it really is a health liability to be taking in all that negative stuff. 877-726-8255 are number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.